Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. Not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew. Eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on the court from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Arm, woman liberationist, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Hello, and welcome to Provocative Thoughts, intimately known as PT, striving to awaken those who are asleep, stimulate those who are awakened, feed those who are starving, and nurture those who seek to know. I am your host, Carlton Steed, a self-proclaimed student of life in the search, discovery, and revelation of life on life's terms. First, I'd like to thank We Talk Productions for allowing me to host this show. I'd also like to thank the creator for allowing me to be. You can contact the show by dialing 909-265-9215. Please press the number 1 to speak. You can contact the show by dialing 909-265-9215. Please press the number 1 to speak. You can reach us on the internet at www.dogtalkradio.com. Go to search and type in We Talk Productions and listen to the show live. You can contact us on Facebook at Provocative Thought PT Community Organization. Tonight's topic, for lack of a better term, from nigger, to color, to Negro, to black, to African American. The so-called black man in America has been ascribed a couple of descriptive names to define or describe who they are? Is the change in a name indicative of their evolution of and spiritual growth, or is it indicative of their separation from or connection to their ancestors? Who are the descendants of the captives of the slave trade? What shall they be called? What shall they say that they shall be called? There appears to have been many debates regarding what so-called black people in America will accept as a name for themselves. Negro, colored, black, African-American, and some Hebrew Israelite appear to be manifestations of self-determination, identification, the education of the so-called black man in this society. Are we still evolving, learning, discovering who we are, where we come from, and how shall we be called? Let's talk about it. I'm going to start with this word. This show is not about this particular word, but we have to discuss it to get through some of this. The word nigger, we can all agree that we were never niggers, regardless of whom and how the word was referred to, are referred to, or may be referred to. We'll discuss this word later in the show. We'll start with the word Negro. The term Negro means the color black in Spanish. The term Negro was widely used by white Europeans as a shortened form of the racial classification Negroid to describe people of sub-Saharan African heritage. Until the mid-20th century, the term Negro was widely used for African Americans, but fell out of favor in the late 20th century. Today, it is universally considered inappropriate and derogatory, although it is used occasionally in some research reports. In its current use, the term is generally considered acceptable only when used by African origin people in historical context or in the name of organizations like the NAACP. The racial classification Negro is also no longer widely accepted. So you can see a whole lot of changes have went down just with that word alone. This is from the Etymology and Community Health, BMI Journals. Black. The term black generally refers to a person with African ancestral origins. In some circumstances, usually in politics and power struggles, the term black signifies all non-white minority populations. So that just means if you're not white, you're black. The term black also has a long service of social, political, and everyday life, and is used to denote African ancestry is entrenched in public health language. While the term black has a psychosocial and political significance. African. So African means the term African origin in the continent, in the context of scientific writing or race and ethnicity, usually refers to a person with African ancestral origin. I mean, your peoples, your great-great this or your father, somebody in your bloodline comes from Africa. And, you know, that's a little tricky because, you know, they say all people come from Africa, but that's another show. Who identifies or is identified by others as African. Then you have the black African. The term black African is usually used in the UK, refers to people and their offspring with African ancestral origins who migrated via sub-Saharan Africa. That's basically the same thing. So you have different African people, African descent from diaspora, the slave trade. You have African Caribbeans, Afro-Caribbean used in Europe and North America to refer to people of African ancestral origins in the Caribbean, and it goes on like that. You got the African-American, which refers to persons of African ancestral origins who self-identifies or is identified by others as African-American. So while the term African-American has been used at least since the 1920s, it has been in preferred term in the U.S. since the 1970s. As most African-Americans in the U.S. Originated from sub-Sahara Africa, the term is not applied to Africans from northern African countries such as Morocco. Most African-Americans are descendants of persons brought to the Americas as slaves between the 17th and 19th century. So Now I'm back to the word nigga. So nigga is a term used in African American vernacular that began as an dialect from the word nigger, or it's an ethnic slur. Slur means like somebody, it's a degrading thing. Black people, the word is pronounced the same as nigger in some dialects of English, including where common speech is non-rhotic. The American Heritage and Ethnography says the word, a note on the word nigger, says the word nigger is a key term in American culture. It's a profoundly hurtful racial slur meant to stigmatize African Americans. On occasion, it also has been used against members of other racial or ethnic groups. So, it is in most contexts a cultural obscenity. These are all negative things here. So, but two are the opinions of the United States Supreme Court in Dred Scott versus Sanford, which ruled that African Americans were permanently ineligible for federal citizenship, and Plessy versus Ferguson, which ruled that state mandated equal but separate racial segregation entailed no violation of the federal constitution. So, leading etymologists believe that nigger was derived from an English word, nigger, N-E-G-E-R, that was itself derived from negro, which is the Spanish word for black. If you speak Spanish, a little bit of Spanish, negro is black. So it's spelled the same way as negro and things like that. So precisely when the term became a slur is unknown. So by the 19th century, nigger had already become a familiar insult. In 1837, the condition of the colored people of the United States and the prejudice exercised toward them, Hosea Easton observed that nigger is a term employed to impose contempt upon blacks as an inferior race. So they saying that, you know, that was something that maybe at that time people might have referred to themselves as that by force or by ignorance, you know, through slavery. Used by black people amongst themselves, nigger, as more pronounced like nigger, is a racial term with undertones of warmth and goodwill. We all know about that. That's my nigger. That's my nigga, my man, my nigga, and all stuff like that. Sorry, Kenny. I'm trying to get through this as fast as I can. So many blacks object, however, to using the term even in the context for fear that such uses will be misunderstood and imitated by persons insufficiently attuned to how volatile this all singular complex and the danger of using this word. So basically saying like white folks might be using that word like, oh, what's up, nigga? And that's not going to go well if you do that. So if you're white and, you know, we know. Okay, so the African-American on registry said, oh, my God, my show is being cut. Oh, I'm going to have to come back on the air, y'all. Apparently the time has not been put in here correctly. So when we cut off, I'm going to cut the show back. If people are calling, just call back. I'm going to put the show back on the air. We have 90 more seconds. I'm going to just give me about 5 minutes. It's been an error in the So we're gonna come back with the African-American registry. Just hold on, callers. Just call back. I'm going to ask you guys, call back 0036 and 6144. Call back because the show's going to go off the air and I'm going to have to come back on again. So basically, what we talked about was how, you know, things have been changing. The word nigger and negro seem to be, those two terms really seem to have been forced upon us, and we adopted the term Negro at some point of our existence and through the slavery and things like that. But we'll see you guys in about 15 seconds, 10 seconds. Berserk. back on here. This will happen. I can't believe it cut my thing off.